continue our work. In the rest of our program today, we will have scientific reports. The first report will be given by Irina Saprikina, Cultural Heritage Research Using Neutron Imaging at the IBR2 Reactor. So please, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Dear Mr. Chairman, dear members of Program Advisory Committee, and dear colleague, first of all, I would like to thank you for the opportunity to tell you about our scientific results. And I'm from Institute of Archaeology of Russian Academy of Sciences, and I would like to demonstrate the results of our collaboration with Laboratory of Neutron Physics. Some words about Institute of Archaeology. Institute is one of the leading scientific organizations in Russia and was founded in the beginning of 20th century. Is one of the successor organizations to the Imperial Archaeological Commission, which was created in the middle of 20th century. Now, Institute of Archaeology is the most significant foundation of humanitarian profile. Studies performed to cover a wide range of problems of humanitarian knowledge, such as investigation of prehistoric epochs and state formation processes, which took place within the Russian territory since the first millennium BC. Also, the Institute is one of the leaders in the field of archaeometry. At the present time, a vast range of questions of preservation of cultural heritage is being studied by scientists of our institute in the partnership within Ministry of Culture of Russian Federation. At the current time, there is a large number of archaeological fieldworks being performed within Russian territory as well as abroad. Moreover, the Institute oversees archaeological studies performed within Russian territory by other archaeological organizations. And that is in this map you can see the sites of archaeological excavations during 10 last years. During the latest 5 years, large-scale fieldworks were performed by our scientists in the different parts of our country. Excavations were performed as in the worldwide known urban site centers, history of which is counted by centuries, some rural settlements found by chance. Large quantity of archaeological material was obtained during these excavations and now requires thorough study since this material is the only possible basis of historical reconstructions. And here is the problem of connection scientific interests of researcher whose interests can be expressed by a simple formula to know how it was made. With lower requirement to preserve physical form of a studied object for fewer museum exposition. Moreover, preservation of the object is required to keep the possibility to study it later with more advanced methods. Method of neutron tomography and radiography is one of the recent methods for archaeology, and it allows one to study some properties of the object while keeping it intact. While the history of utilization of this method is short, publications and dedicated conferences demonstrate high interest into it and its potential in conservation of cultural heritage. Application of method of neutron tomography and radiography demonstrates great opportunities in visualization of objects of cultural heritage, in obtaining information regarding internal structure and state of an object, which is required for planning either restoration or conservation is needed and other options. Till last 2 years, a number of metallic objects obtained during recent excavations within Russian territory is being studied by means of neutron tomography and radiography in this institute. These studies are being performed at IBR2 5 flux pulsed reactor in collaboration with Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics. The review of this method used in this study is published in a number of articles. First results were presented in international scientists conferences in the USA, China, the Netherlands, and Great Britain, and other countries. The main goal of our collaboration is to obtain data of manufacturing methods used in the course of different archaeological epochs by non-destructive methods of study, to identify complex of unique manufacturing techniques, and to solve the fundamental problem of study the ancient technologies. Another important task is preparation of qualitative museum exposition of specific samples, archaeological objects, and visualizations of its distinguishing qualities. Some of the most interesting results of our study are presented here. Method of neutron tomography and radiography allowed us to obtain unique data on gold of the Sarmatian vial of the 1st century of AD. This vial was found in rich tomb of old woman who was a part of Sarmatian elite class. The vial was tightly closed by a cap, and inside of it the presence of some substance was revealed. This substance occupies about the one-third of a vial, and its dried state and such volume indicates that originally there was much more of this substance inside, as you can see in this picture. Interment vial of full instances indicates very high social status of this woman, since incense was very rare and expensive. Presently, we are studying chemical composition of substance from this vial. We were able to obtain samples for analysis without cracking open a vial itself. As it can be seen in this figure, it consists of two halves and there is a slight opening on joint that allowed us to take our samples. Moreover, areas with different composition of gold were found, as well as the traces of concealment of joint. Method of neutron tomography and radiography played an important role in studying the manufacturing technique used for silver coins, as Bosporan starters, from the hoard, which was found in Phanagoria, ancient sites in the south of Russia. This hoard contains one of the richest collections of the coins of Roman period in our territory. Up to now, manufacturing techniques of Bosporan starters, these silver coins, was among of unsolved scientific problems. Coins themselves were made of copper and silver alloy. The percentage of silver in which did not exceed 30% on the average. However, surface of these coins had characteristic silver color and shine that allowed scientists to conclude about the presence of special coverage. Our study allowed us to conclude that these coins were made by casting, and their silver color can be achieved by a liquidation of silver from alloy to the surface. On the obtained picture, the zones of segregation of silver to the surface are clearly visible. It was also confirmed by means of neutron diffraction. The presence of gold covering was identified during the study of the Scandinavian fibula from Podbaloce burial ground on the Oka River. Moreover, traces of repairs were found that indicate long usage history of this object. Gold covering was localized strictly within the limits of engraved ornament that allowed one to clarify fibula's manufacture time and to correlate its place of origin with workshops of the northern East Russia that worked in Scandinavian tradition in 10th century AD. At the present time, we study items from tombs of Scandinavian elite dated by early medieval period. These unique tombs, which are somewhat similar to tombs of Anglo-Saxon nobility at Sutton Hoo, indicate complex social structure and commonality of material culture of elites on the wild territory of Northern Europe. Excavations of this archaeological site were included in top 10 of archaeological discoveries of this year. First results that you can see in this picture have a study of horse-drawn carriage detail decorated with almandine are present. Also, the data obtained have not been analyzed yet, but we already can see complexity of its manufacturing process. Concluding this report, I would like to tell you about results of a study of items from Russian hoard, old Russian hoard that was found in Tver Kremlin's excavations. This hoard was found during the repair of Tver State Museum under the floor of director's office. At present, the items of this hoard are being restored, and we performed study of two of them in order to determine the necessary steps of restoration. The study of cult allowed us to obtain data of its internal structure, and it revealed many small details used for its creation. These details were connected between themselves by soldering. Moreover, the identified areas of granulation were made of different metals. During the experimental... During the experimental, the object was visualized, and it allowed us to obtain more detailed information about these objects, about its internal structure, and this picture will be sent to museum in Tver to demonstrate an exhibition. Thank you. However, the most interesting appeared to be the results of this Brestel study. During the analysis, we were able to identify areas of gilding and yellow, and the data obtained was provided to restorators because bracelet's metals, as you can see in this picture, was in a very bad condition. Thanks to the data obtained by means of tomography and radiography, restorators were able to identify real areas of gilding and yellow in the bracelets. And you can see this fragment of bracelets after restoration. Now, after all the work performed, we can identify these bracelets as a product made in Kiev workshop. It is also known for another bracelet what was found in Tver in the beginning on 20th century. Bracelets are similar, but one from a fort of beginning of last century is decorated with mermaids, but our bracelets was decorated with angels. The present results first speak about the incredible prospects of this method for research and preservation of cultural heritage. The result obtained in the EBR2 allow us to solve the fundamental task of historical research, such as the history of production, social reconstruction, the problem of migration, and others. These results are also the basis to demonstrate Russia's cultural heritage and position in both within the country and abroad. The level of this research carried out at this reactor, judging by the responses received, may become the basis for accession Joint Institute of Nuclear Research to European Hyperion platform as a basic organization from Russia. And I know that Ministry of Education and Science considers this project and possibility of joining it. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much for this very nice and interesting talk, which has brought us to a field which is most of us is not so familiar with. I wonder whether you have comments, questions. Yes, Pavel, please.
Thank you very much. I have a question to you. Just the first slide with a map. Where is the map with dots?
With map of archaeological sites.
There is some dots which has a meaning of the positions where something was found, yeah?
Yes, it's archaeological sites that were found during 5 years.
But Is it related to the density of civilization in some sense?
So. No, it's related.
Not
with civilization, but it's related to our place of work, of our works,
of our excavation. Of your activity.
Yeah. You're right.
Because it will be very interesting using these neutron techniques, which allow to find out the technology of production of some items, to follow the how the some technologies or civilization activity is moved along the Earth, and so you can find the way of migration of some technology and development and so on. So it's a great work, but in the sense it's interesting. What's this abroad of Russia? Is it the same density for the southeast, for example, from this dot? Because here it's clear that density goes increase going from north to south. So what's further? What's abroad?
Ну, я на русском тогда отвечу. Да. Я, если можно, отвечу на русском. Конечно, плотность поселений традиционно мы считаем, что на юге больше. Это климат, климатические особенности. Но исследования последних 10 лет, и особенно последних 5 лет, которые мы активизируем, показывают, что плотность населения на севере гораздо больше, чем мы себе можем представить. И некоторые технологии, в частности, в обработке металла, которым я занимаюсь, показывают, что они скорее мигрируют с севера на юг. Да, поэтому это, конечно, использование новых методов исследования, оно позволяет решать, помимо того, что позволяет решать старые проблемы научные, они позволяют еще получить совершенно другую, качественную, новую информацию. Спасибо.
Спасибо большое за ответ. Thank you very much. Further questions and comments? If not, then thank you once again for this very nice presentation. And let's proceed to the next one, which will be given by Dr. Katkov. Planar graphene tunnel field, tunnel field effect, transistor effect. of edge vacancies, on performance. Excuse me. The floor is yours.
Dear colleagues, let me start my talk. The title of my talk, Planar Graphene Tunnel Field Effect Transistor, Effect of Edge Vacancies on the Performance. My name is Selad Kankov. I am from Bagaryubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics, and my research is a theoretical work. And first of all, let me say a couple words about challenge, what problem we have to we try to solve. The challenge is lies in the field of modern electronics. We know that graphene is a good material for electronic for future. Why graphene holds the great promise for replacing conventional semiconductor materials such as silicon in application ranging from high speed computer chip to biochemical sensor. There are several pluses and several minuses that connect with this material. The pluses shown here. First plus is, of course, in graphene, the vibration atoms at room temperature produces resistivity about 1 microohm multiplied centimeter. This is value about 35% less than the resistivity of copper. It's very high. Conductivity, very low resistivity. Copper, as you know, it's material with lowest resistivity. And second plus, that the limit of mobility of electrons in graphene is set by thermal vibration of the atom, and it is value about 200,000 centimeter power 2 per volt second at room temperature. For comparison, in silicon, this value 1,000 for concrete, and with the best value of mobility in conventional semiconductor, this value for indium antimonide, and this value equals to 77,000. Mobility is very, very useful value of the semiconductor, because mobility determines the speed at which the electron device, for instance, the field effect transistor, which forms the basis of modern computer chip, can turn on and turn off. The very high mobility makes graphene promising for application in which transistor might switch the extremely fast, such as in processing extremely high frequency signal. Mobility can also be expressed as the conductivity for a material per electron charge carrier, and so how mobility is also advantage for chemical or biochemical sensing application, in which a charge signal from the, for instance, a molecular adsorbed on the device is translated into electronic signal by changing the conductivity of the device. But we have not only plus, we have minus two, and first one, the tunneling barrier inside the graphene are transparent for electron, and it's connected with so-called Klein paradox. It fact makes the control of the current in graphene by external electric field very difficult. And second minus, mobility and energy gap have inverse relationship. Mobility proportional to energy gap in power minus 1.5. For conventional semiconductor application, conventional semiconductor electronic, we need the semiconductor with finite gap. But if we try to introduce the gap in graphene, we lose the mobility in this material. So, task to solve the problem, how to construct switching device with high mobility, high speed, and way to solve one of the variant to solve this problem is our device that we have proposed earlier. On this slide, one can see the list of papers that connect to this device. You see the titles of the paper and the list of authors of this idea. This idea connected to use graphene with vacuum gap. In this scheme, we no need to introduce the energy gap in graphene, so mobility safe. But some problem exists. The problem connect, we need to produce very narrow, very small vacuum tunneling gap. And what about experimental situation with gap on graphene? And the first experimental work that connect to this problem is 2010. In first work, the value of the vacuum gap was 100 nanometer. It's not enough to make tunneling to make the tunneling device. It's very high, very wide gap. But in 2010 was published next paper in this field, and in the next paper, atomic force microscopy lithography allows to obtain the gap with wide 10 nanometer. It's in 10 times less than previous value, but it's not enough to construct tunneling device. This one, recent progress in this direction, this paper connect with experiment that were after used the scanning tunnel microscopy technique, lithography, and they obtained the gap close 3 nanometer, and this looks more suitable, but again, it's not enough. We need the gap less than 1 nanometer to realize this device. But one can see that in this direction we have progress, and we can hope that tunneling device on graphene could be constructed in some future. And what we calculate? We calculate a tunneling contact with gate with different configuration. We calculate monolayer with zigzag edge bilayer in two type structure, AB so-called Bernal structure, and AA type of graphene. And what is interesting was found in this situation. In the case of the tunnel contact formed by two sheets of graphene with zigzag edge, it has been found that the singular electronic states arise at the Fermi level, whose wave function are mainly localized on the zigzag edge. This result in remarkably sharp peak in the density of states at the Fermi level. This one. On prime importance of the fact that these states appear due to non-trivial topology of the electron band structure, and more precisely, disconnected so-called Zeck phase. This the H states are topology protected in the sense that the existence is based on the topology property and remain robust to the weak external perturbation. This peak in density of electronic states plays the main role in work of this device, and this singular peak can split to the couple of peak, and this split depends on the interaction between contacts in tunneling junction, and distance between this peak equals to interaction energy between contacts. And on this slide one can see the diagram. This one bias voltage, this one gate voltage for our device, and red spot corresponds to the high value of the current, the white region corresponds to the low value of the current, and one can see that this device could be switching on or switched off. And the workability of this device could be explained by using a diagram, or this diagram, simple. But next I want to talk about the effect of the H vacancies of localized states and semi-infinity zigzag graphene sheet. This result was published here. And same time, graphene electrodes can accommodate a different kind of defect. The most important of them are H vacancies that can change the density of electronic states at the H. The existence of the H states depends on both concentration and distribution of defect. Obviously, vacancies will affect on the tunneling current through the H states, which are working based on the tunneling field effect transistor of device. The aim of this of work was to study the influence of both the concentration and different distribution, normal, uniform, and periodic, of vacancy defect on the operation of the planar graphene tunnel and field effect transistor. Here shown the example of distribution of vacancies. This one, normal distribution. This one. Uniform distribution, and this one periodic distribution of vacancies. And when vacancies are localized at the distance of one of two atoms, the mutual influence leads to appearance of sub-peak in the local density of states. The H states turn out to be destroyed most effectively when the vacancies are localized at the distance not exceed the characteristic range of mutual influence. So we found some special characteristic distance, and this distance plays a main role in local density of state structure If we try to describe the case graphene H with vacancy, the result of our study may be summarized as follows. When the vacancy allocated according to the normal distribution, the H stage is degraded at high concentration of defect, more than 70%. For uniform distribution, the H stage is found to disappear at smaller but nevertheless quite large concentration, exceed 50%. The H stage disappear for single vacancy distribution with the period of 1 and 2 atoms. This corresponds to 30% vacancy concentration and higher. At the same time, graphene electrodes can accommodate different kinds of defect. It's for previous slide. The H vacancies affect markedly in the density of states at graphene H. Local density of states become redistributed between emerging subpeak and the H state, which can even disappear under certain condition. In turn, it will degrade the performance of graphene tunnel field effect transistor. This is clearly illustrated in this figure, where dose of graphene contacts is schematically shown together with the corresponding current voltage characteristic at different gate voltage. One can see for ideal structure, in case when transistor on, the current is high. In case when transistor off, the current is low. When we add the vacancy, the picture in density of states looks like here, and we see that difference between current in on states and in off states less pronounced. This result was published here. Let's summarize our result of investigation. Here one can see the diagram of current for normal distribution with sigma 1 and sigma 2, for uniform distribution and for periodic one. For normal distribution, this distribution is suitable for modeling situation when arrays of vacancies are mainly situated in the middle of the H. The influence of the defect leads to the appearance of the subpeak near the Fermi level, while the central peak due to H states decrease. At the concentration of 30%, we found no significant change in the tunneling current. I'll show them here. This one situation for 30%, and Qs looks fine. Increasing defects concentration caused an increase in the gains and number of subpeak, as well as a future reduction of the central peak. This leads to the corresponding modification of the current voltage curve. Here and here, you see that concentration. 70% situation looks bad. Uniform distribution. In this case, contacts have a large number of single located H vacancies, whose mutual influence leads to a marked modification of the local density of states. Namely, the case of the subpeaks is found to be greater than the split central peak, even at the low concentration of defect. This is directly manifested in the current voltage curve, as one can see. The tunnel field effect transistor performance is significantly reduced already at 30 percent of defect concentration, and the transistor stop functioning at the higher concentration. You see, the situation is illustrated here. And the case of periodic distribution. We have considered the three variants of distribution with H vacancies located regular with distance 1, 2, and 3 atoms between them. It was found that the H states disappear in all cases except for the location of single vacancy between 3 atoms, because this concentration is too low to distort the total density of states. This explains the calculated behavior current voltage characteristics. In the last two cases, the device is not working. Here and here, one can see it, the situation. In the case when distance is equal to 3, the density of states is found to have a large number of sub-peak that fall in the energy window, and this leads to low on-off ratio due to high enough off current. At larger distance between vacancy, the defect do not have a noticeable effect on the density of states, so the device operates in much the same way as in the defect-free case. Results, we can summarize the results by this picture. On this picture, one can see the performance of the planar graphene tunnel transistor at different distribution and concentration of H vacancies. I think this picture very clear. And as conclusion, I can say two points. First, we found that the energy vacancies can destroy energy electronic states at some critical concentration. Whose value depends on the type of distribution. It can be stated that the critical defect concentration are above 70, 50, and 30% for normal, uniform, and periodic distribution, respectively. And second point, the reduction of the split central peak and the appearance of the additional sub-peak in density of states as a result of the mutual influence of the H vacancies. This reduced the on and increased the off current, thereby worsening the switching performance of the device. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much for your presentation, which is now open for questions and comments. Impression that it was either too clear or the PAC members are a little bit tired already. I don't know. So let's thank once again the speaker. And right now we are at the end of our agenda. Nevertheless, we have still 1 hour and 15 minutes until the dinner starts here next to the lecture hall. I wonder whether you would suggest to... Well, of course, it was not part of the agenda, so it can be only an informal discussion, but if you think we may use at least part of this time for discussing, I would think the most important point is the new GINR neutron source, the steps towards its realization. Would you like to use this time for that, or would you prefer relaxing a little bit before the dinner? So who is for continuing discussion? I don't see a major enthusiasm, so I wish you bon appetit for the dinner at 7 o'clock. Yeah, I have the impression anyway, yeah, okay. And thank you for your active participation. And don't forget to come tomorrow early morning, half an hour earlier than today. Thank you. At 9, yeah.